Welcome back to This Wasn't in the Course. Today's episode, episode 2 of this special series, is posting daily does not equal growth. This has been the advice all over town in the last few months, and it might piss off some people, but that's all right. This is what we're here to call out and to give you what you actually need to do. Especially if you've launched and you feel like you're doing all the right things, but doing all the right things is just posting and you don't know why or how or the strategy behind it. Posting isn't the problem. Mm-mm. It's what you're posting and why is what matters. We're breaking down what happens when consistency becomes a crutch, when you're doing all the right things, not seeing growth because you're just like, oh, I have to post my second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth video and go live for the third time today because somebody told me that's what I have to do. But there's no intention behind that action. That's right. The problem. Can't just post willy-nilly because that's what you were told to do and they all come flocking to you. There has to be a strategy. Some of you are just stuck on believing if you aren't consistent, you can't move forward until you are. I've talked to people. I didn't post every day last week, so I can't put a lead magnet link in my bio yet.
Right.
I can't drive traffic yet because I have to get to where I'm posting X number of times per day, every day before I can do that. What?
Joanne, I don't have enough content out there. I can't promote anything. I don't have enough content. My audience isn't big enough. I don't have enough stuff. The thing that bothers me about that, it's not a strategy, by the way. That's not a strategy. Mm-hmm. But what really bothers me, especially for newbies about this, is then they automatically go into that bucket of, I'm not motivated. You're not unmotivated. You don't, discipline is not the issue either. You have no direction. So you're discouraged. There's a big difference between being unmotivated and discouraged. I'm discouraged because nothing's working.
Yeah. There's no plan. You're spinning your wheels and you're stuck on the content hamster wheel.
Exactly.
That's what this whole episode is about. Don't forget, grab your bonuses below. Go book your strategy sync session where we really dive into what you need for your business, not what everybody needs. It's definitely not a cookie cutter template conversation. So go grab that. And holy schmoly, let's rewire your growth strategy because just showing up isn't going to help you grow at this point. I mean, yeah, you got to show up. There's no doubt about it. Of course you have to show up in your business. You can't ignore it. Mm-hmm. But that shouldn't be the only thing that you think you have to do. There has to be direction. I love how you put that, Bonnie, of the frustration is being identified as I'm bad at this, so I better quit.
Right, exactly. And posting every day, if that's the only thing you know to do, posting every day without any purpose, look at it this way, it's like content cardio. That's all it is. It's exhausting you without getting you closer to any conversion. It's not doing anything for you.
I mean, you're getting better at posting content.
Yes.
We probably all didn't get into this to just sit and post content, to be a content creator. There's more to having a business than just being a content creator. Most of us got into other reasons.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's not getting you closer to a conversion.
You need leverage.
That's what hits your bank account are conversions.
That's right. And in order, you need leverage to get to conversions. Mm-hmm. Consistency doesn't equal conversion. You need leverage to get conversion. That's where the newbies get stuck in that, but I'm at 200 posts. Now I'm ready. Now I'm ready to talk about something. Well, what have you been talking about for 200 pieces of content?
Right? Or I'm at 200 posts. And I'm no further along I'm a suck. So yes. I quit.
It's not working. I haven't made any money. So it's all me. I'm terrible. This mm-hmm. isn't for me. This isn't for me. How many times have we heard, this is not for me. I've tried.
Right.
I'm exhausted on how many times I've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you get into it in the first place? You right? wanted this. Right?
What's so different now than it was on day one?
Mm-hmm.
You're just more frustrated.
Right.
I mean, the reality is if consistency alone built businesses, your calendar wouldn't be full of like half-baked posts and unbought offers or no offers at all. It's easy to get consistent, especially if you got immediate income from just mm-hmm. showing up.
Right.
That's not the case. You don't,
for that.
Right? We don't get a business from just showing up. And many of us have been led to believe that that's all that matters.
And it goes back to, well, I just need to go viral. The more I post, the higher my mm-hmm. opportunity is to go viral. That's not real at all. And if you go viral, but you don't have a proper path, a proper strategy, a proper business model, going viral doesn't fix a broken plan or a non-existent mm-hmm. plan. It just means now you have on that one post more views. Still doesn't equal anything.
Right. And this is where it gets tricky. Mm. This is where people get a little flustered, upset. And they go, okay, so why can't everyone just give me the plan?
Oh, yeah.
There isn't one plan that's going to fit for every business. It's about finding what plan works for you, your business,
mm-hmm.
what you're looking to get out of it. What you want to do, what's the dream direction, who are the dream audience. And all of that is, there's nuances there that need to shift within a plan that are unique to you and your ecosystem within your business and the systems you build within your business. It's just not all going to be the same. And people are looking for same. I don't want you to fit in and have the exact same business from A to Z as 300 other people online. It won't work.
It's not sustainable, that's for sure. It might work mm-hmm. out of the gate. You might make a little bit of money, let's say. But again, mm-hmm. we speak about this all the time. Money is not the goal. How many people can I serve today is the goal. Mm-hmm. Money is a result.
Yes. Money is a result of your focus on serving.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always seem to revert back to my history years and years ago with the restaurant business, right? You can have 5 different coffee shops and not all of them have the same business plan, believe it or not. And then mm-hmm. you can have franchises, right? McDonald's, Burger King. You know, if you put up those golden arches in a area, you're going to open the door and start making money. But when you're in business online, whether you are marketing your own product or you're an affiliate marketer, just because you're an affiliate marketer, it's not cookie cutter franchise, right? You still have to build your own business, your own business plan. If you want to promote a product within that, then you're an affiliate marketer, but your life doesn't revolve around that one product or that one course. You really need, I think we have an opportunity to unpack that even deeper within the collective about, you know, the business plan. What does that entail?
Right.
And how, you know, I always say a business plan is living.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a set it and forget it. It's not a definitely whatever you wrote on day one of your business in that plan is going to be different than on day 30, is going to be different than what you need to have in there on day 90, because you're gaining more experience, you're getting more knowledge, you're getting deeper into mm-hmm. who you want to serve. And as you do more, you realize what direction you're excited about going and taking your business.
Right.
And it's going to be different than everyone else.
There's
going to be similarities, but it needs to be what you're doing and defining what you need and the plan you need to follow
yeah.
to actually move and build momentum within your business.
Absolutely.
We're proof of that, right? The first time the three of us had a meeting, we had a vision. That vision has completely changed, altered, grown. And I feel like every time we talk, we hit the nail on the head even more. It's all been going for the same cause, but the direction is more fine-tuned.
It's absolutely awesome. And it's going to evolve and change constantly as we grow our business. One of the things that I think a lot of people get stuck with in the beginning, especially because they're stuck in that hamster wheel, which we spoke about in the last episode, we are not content creators. Neither are you. If you're going into this, you're not a content creator. You're a business owner. There's a difference. As a business owner, you have something to sell. And you're using your content as your voice to sell that, whatever it is. Don't get confused between the two. The three of us with, you know, the Click Crafted, we are not content creators. We are a business with a suite of offers within our business. And when you go back to that and go, okay, you know, Joanne spoke about momentum, which is the best. Movement is not momentum. Don't confuse the two. Just because I'm posting every day doesn't mean I have momentum. Mm-hmm. I have movement. But what I need to do is have a very solid plan to build that momentum to eventually turn those into conversions.
Right. Ultimately, what you need to get out of this episode is you don't need to work harder. You need a system that respects your effort, whatever that effort is, and it's all okay. Well so said. Be sure to go check out the bonus suite of goodies we have down below. And don't forget, if you haven't already, go grab your complimentary strategy sync session where we look at all of what we're talking about in these five episodes for you and your business. Because like Bonnie said in the last episode, your business should be like a tailored suit, not a one-size-fit-all from Old Navy.
That's right.
Let's move you out of content fatigue and into aligned, intentional business growth. Episode 3 is next. Be sure to go grab it. We're tackling the biggest blind spot in most online business training. Don't miss it.